Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me on this Thursday morning. We want to continue talking about that which is eternal, unchanging, and ageless, that which you can count on and depend on in all situation at all times. And there's only one thing that fits into this category of that which is ageless, eternal, unchanging, absolutely dependable at all times in every situation. And that is God, Almighty God, and His Word. You know, there are so many scriptures that speak of this. I have some right here in front of me. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I love this. Psalm 189:19, forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in heaven. You see, there is that which is eternal, unchanging, ageless, and it is God. It is His word. You know, we live in a world that is so fluctuating and shifting and changing. Even in my lifetime, I've seen such incredible changings technologically, but also morally. Never would have imagined, even a few years ago, we would never imagine that an entire generation, it seems, would be convinced that men could have babies, that a woman could be a father, that there are multiple genders and young children should be given the opportunity of choosing their gender. We would never have imagined such changes. And my friends, all of human history is filled with fluctuations and changes. Empires, nations coming and going, rising and falling. And that is why we need to be introduced. This generation needs to be introduced to that which is eternal, unchanging, and ageless. That which does not wear out. That which does not have an expiration date. No, it is good. It is the same for every generation. You know, it's interesting when we talk about fluctuation and change, it tells us that human nature is flawed. Yes, human nature is flawed. I remember I used to, when I was first, I guess, learning about Hitler and about the Nazis and the atrocious policies that were introduced and how so much of the German people went along with it, accommodated it. And I wonder, how could this be? How could people even silently acquiesce to such horrible policies and practices? But yet, then I've seen, as I just mentioned some things, in my generation, I've seen things, a whole generation convinced of such unreasonable and what is the word? Incredible concepts and ideas that a man can have a baby, that a woman can be a father, and that you can just change your gender. If you don't like your gender, you can change it. And there are multitudes of genders. But this shows us how human nature is flawed and how human nature is subject to be moved and to sway, be swayed and moved in different directions. And when a society, or bring it down to an individual, a family, or a society, lets go, turns loose of that which is eternal, of that which is ageless and unchanging, when they let go of that, then they make themselves vulnerable to be tossed about by any and every wind of doctrine, to be captivated by whatever is popular or faddish at the time, or that which will give them the least problems and trouble in life. When a society lets go of that which is eternal, unchanging, and ageless, they make themselves vulnerable to the winds of change, whichever way they may be blowing. You know what's interesting? We were talking about Hitler and Germany. Germany was considered a very enlightened, civilized nation. Produced some of the history's great composers, people like Johann Sebastian Bach, Ludwig van Beethoven, George Frederick Handel, just to name a few. Also produced some of the, what's considered some of the world's great philosophers. And I might say even theologians. And so Germany was considered such an enlightened and civilized nation, and yet they fell into, they were led astray and drawn away by a lunatic. I think it's probably safe to say that he was demonized. Because when a society lets go of that which is unchanging, eternal, and ageless, then we leave ourselves vulnerable to be blown about by every wind of doctrine. Folks, we need a revival of truth and God's word in America today. And I'm going to turn around and pick up the words of a song I just had printed out. Just bear with me for a minute. Yeah, there it is. Written by George Beverly Shea, who used to be the soloist for the Billy Graham Crusades. He wrote, "In times like these, you need a savior." In times like these, I'm gonna put "we" there. I like "we." In times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Yes, the solid rock is that which is unchanging, eternal, immortal, ageless. Another verse says, in times like these, you need the Bible. Yes, the Bible. The Bible is not a book that ever becomes outdated. It continues to be the world's best-selling book every year because it is filled with timeless truths that do not change. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. I hope you will join me. Let's pray. America, Ireland, the UK, Europe, Africa, India, Pakistan, wherever, you know, all over the world, there is a need for the church and for societies and nations to grab hold of the eternal, unchanging Word of God, to put our faith in Jesus Christ, whom Hebrews chapter 13, I believe it's verse 8, says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want you to know, my friends, if you have put your faith in Jesus and you've got your feet on that solid rock of who he is and of his word, you have locked on, you have latched on to something. It will never be outdated. It will never expire. It is eternal, ageless. And when those things which are faddish and culturally popular today, when they have gone the way of so many others, and something else new is coming along, and maybe those things have brought destruction upon a society and upon people, you will be standing on that solid, unchanging rock of faith in Jesus Christ and His Word. I'll leave you with Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said, but my words will by no means pass away. I pray today that you will make a new and fresh commitment, that you're going to follow Jesus. You're going to follow His unchanging, immutable, eternal, ageless word. From this day forth, Lord, we commit ourselves today to be your disciples. And I remember you saying in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you know, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Lord, we make a fresh commitment to you today to follow you, to be your disciples. And thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to be your witnesses in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, this is Eddie Hyatt. I'm glad you've joined me today. And check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. I might just mention a book that might, I think you would find helpful. It just comes to my mind, sort of related to this. It's called Angels of Light. And it's talking about how to recognize false prophets in the church and the world today. It's on Amazon. It's also on my website, eddiehyatt.com. And it's called Angels of Light. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.